The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Duvall Gets Cancelled Again.
We'll see.
Right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your host. I'm Duvall. That's Dave Draper.
Yeah.
Yeah! The Dave Draper who caught my Florida cold.
Yes.
Yay! It spreads!
Yeah.
Yay, COVID cold! Not really. It's not really COVID, people.
Yeah, it's not COVID.
It's not COVID.
I can taste things. And I like my
Harry and I both got tested. It wasn't COVID. It literally was a cold.
And literally you were the only human being I was exposed to in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
So
also, in our defense, the weather has changed drastically in the last, like, it went from it's 30 to 60 to 30 again.
Did it?
Oh yeah.
I missed the 60 part.
Boy, did you. It was a nice couple days this week, buddy.
Oh, well, I feel terrible for the dog.
Dave's like, aw.
Well, if it was this week, I was sick.
You were sick, yes.
So I actually had a fairly legitimate excuse to be lazy.
Tuesday, Wednesday was like in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the worst.
Yeah. Those were the 2 days Dave was on his arse.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I have, I the auction went off well. I've got, you know, money. I've got some money left. Oh, no. Cough it up, David.
It's going to hit. Like, I've been fine. I've been stable all day. And now I'm suddenly coughing.
Yeah. But
yeah, you've been spending money too.
Given not a lot.
What do you mean not a lot?
Well, I paid off my credit card.
You've been buying stuff for your home theater.
I have been buying stuff for the home theater. Yes, I bought.
You realize the stuff that you bought before you got the money still count.
Oh yeah, no, I know. The projector came in. When did it come in? This week, Monday. Oh. Monday, it showed up Monday, and I took it home Monday night and played with it like. Hooked the, I've got a Apple TV 4K streaming box because I needed something that would stream 4K, and hooked it up and was watching the IMAX enhanced version of Endgame on Disney Plus.
Okay.
And just going, ooh, it was very pretty.
Nice.
And then Carrie walks in and she's like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, that's the 4K that's the projector. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, it's pretty. And then she
the podcast boring you then?
No, I was showing you a picture. This is the screensaver on the Apple 4K, and just from the picture you can tell how crisp the picture is on that.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ, man. But yeah, I was having fun with it. But I started doing the math. You know, I paid off my credit card, so I don't have any more credit in the math. And I was like, ooh, I can afford $60 a month now.
For what?
Jason is going to build the Ecto-1.
Oh, that thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I thought about it. I thought about doing that at the DeLorean. I was like, ooh, I kind of want to do the Ecto-1 more because it's cooler.
Now, here's a question.
Yeah.
Like, because that's been going on for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Because one of my YouTube channels has been doing it.
Yes.
Is that a thing you can get in on the ground floor?
Oh, yeah.
Or go back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I also found out they do, one of the companies, I think it was Hero Unlimited or something, they're doing, you can build an R2-D2 that actually is motorized and has a little projector in it that projects a hologram. And I've been watching videos of a guy building that. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of cool, too. I'm like, oh, nope, only do one.
Yeah,
only doing one right now. Nope. I almost sent a message to Flood, but it's only available in the UK, so I didn't. But one of the newest ones they've got is the, Kit from Knight Rider. And it's only in the UK, though.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Well, it seems like all of those start in the UK, and then they bring them over to the States later.
Okay.
Which is really odd, because apparently it's a big deal in the UK.
Maybe it's also a British company or something.
Yeah. Well, it's the same company that does the Doctor Who miniatures, is the one that does Ecto-1.
Okay, well, Doctor Who's kind of big in the UK.
Yeah. But they do those magazines with the little figures
in them. Yeah, they do that for superhero stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that company is doing it.
Okay. Eagle Moss, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I think they do a lot of starships. Like, they not do. Models, but
yeah,
like...
Yeah, the Star Trek, I mean, the Enterprise, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. They do all kinds of them, man. There's a big... There's a an Enterprise you can build. It's like a... I don't know if it's 1/18 scale or what, but it's freaking huge,
yeah,
man.
I think that's the D.
It's amazing. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, the YouTube guy, I think, is working on that one, too.
Yeah. Is it Worlds of Wayne?
No.
Is that who you watch? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Is it an old British guy?
No.
Okay. There's a number of those channels that are doing that, and I'm like...
Well, I mean, his main thing is Transformers.
Oh, gotcha.
He's the guy that does, like, how to transform.
Oh!
He does videos that are purely, like, how to transform. He does reviews, but he also does, like, how to transform the Transformers.
Yeah.
Which, you know, sometimes I... Like, okay.
Oh, okay. I'm looking. Man, I'm looking over your shoulder. I know.
Yeah, but I gotta find
it. Look at all the people you subscribe to. Jesus Christ.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
You're more of a time waster on YouTube than I am.
What do you mean time waster? Like, it's literally my entire day revolves around YouTube. Like, I don't watch TV anymore.
I know you don't at all.
Emo Emgo 316.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, that's a catchy name.
Blitzwing
Metal Kip Fortress. Oh yeah, Printformers.
Oh,
like 3D printed Fortress Maximus.
Oh yeah, yeah. I knew.
See, there's the Enterprise.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And it is the D.
Yeah. Avalon Hill is the company that is owned by Hasbro. They got bought out by Hasbro, I don't know, 5 years ago, something like that?
I don't know. Like, it's weird. Hasbro got, like, all acquisitive, and then suddenly they decided they didn't want to make things anymore.
But they did a HasLab recently for HeroQuest. They basically just redid HeroQuest with some upgraded models and cards and artwork and stuff. And it was a HasLab thing, and people bought it and backed it, thinking it was a HasLab thing. And then Avalon Hill, I think late last week, announced, oh, by the way, this is coming to retail in January. And people got pissed. People got angry, because I was seeing, before they made the announcement last week, people trying to dump their, or trying to, not dump, but actually trying to sell their copies of HeroQuest for like $800. I'm like, that game was only like, the all-in for that was only like $300. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And then suddenly Avalon Hill announced that it was going to be the game and the expansions. I think the only thing that was exclusive to the HasLab was, like, they gender swapped, like, the barbarian and the... Like, they did a gender swap barbarian and a magician, I think, or the four characters, something like...
Okay.
But everything else is coming to retail. And I was like, buh, 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 buh. People got mad.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, people were angry.
Bought
extras to sell.
Yes, they did.
Meanwhile,
I'm back here giggling, going,
I don't know. Like, I go back and forth, because it's sort of like, I don't like scalpers in general.
Yes.
But this isn't really scalping, because anybody could have bought it.
This is true.
But it's still like, it's like, you know, that's the thing about capitalism, is you roll your dice, you take your chances.
That's right.
And you know, you're one of these days you're going to come up snake eyes.
Yeah. We got a whole bunch of HasLab stuff to talk about. The Rancor.
Hey, what about my fucking Razorcrest?
Your Razorcrest?
Is there any news about that?
No news about that. Hasbro revealed the color model as well as the tier 3 and 4 figures for the HasLab Rancor campaign. The saying that it's, of course, 17.5 inches tall, and it's going to be one of the most paint decoed things Hasbro has ever done. Something like 192 paint apps.
Okay.
Which, I mean, paint apps cost money, people. Don't think
that's... Amadeus, there's only so many apps eye can see.
Yeah, don't think that's... Everyone's like, paint apps, that's nothing. No, paint apps are expensive. Paint apps are the reason why Palisades went out of business.
Oh, I think there are a lot of reasons.
Oh, there were a lot of reasons, but that was one of them. But the Tier 3 and 4 figures is a carded Salacious Crumb Black Series figure.
Okay.
And the other one is a brand new Jedi Luke, which will unlock at 19,000 backers.
Okay.
He'll be on a classic Power of the Force card back with a special collector's coin.
See, Power of the Force.
Yeah, Power of the Force.
I think they'll re-release him. They've got to re-release.
They're going to re-release him as the Mandalorian Luke, probably.
No, Jedi. Like, Return of the Jedi's 40th in 2 years.
Yeah.
And they've been doing the anniversary card backs.
And of course, people are mad because there's no Ula and there's no Rancor Keeper, but Disney apparently won't let Hasbro do either of those because Ula, Skippy Woman, Rancor Keeper, Fat Chain.
That was my guess.
That was Dave's guess.
They really should have done the Rancor Keeper because, I mean, they should have done both. But
I wholeheartedly agree. A lot of people wholeheartedly agree because a lot of people wanted to see the Rancor Keeper because they thought that was going to be one of the figures, and surprise, surprise, it's not.
Well, I mean, if Disney won't let them do it, Disney won't let them do it. Yep. That's not their fault.
Hasbro also showed off some images of size comparisons with their Sky Striker campaign. So okay. We get a look at some of the Sky Striker as well as a look at new looks at the cockpit with little blast effects that go on the bottom of the seats for when they eject.
It looks smaller.
It does look kind of tiny.
It looks smaller than the Vintage. Vintage plane was big.
Yeah, the Vintage plane was big. It does have a control stick that moves in the cockpit, which that's kind of cool, I guess.
Okay.
but yeah, it does look small-ish.
I wonder if that's like not to scale.
I don't know, because I don't know how two figures would fit in that cockpit, because they
show... Well, maybe those figures are also, gray prototype figures.
Right.
So maybe they're all, yeah, that just looks weird.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, look, removable panels that show off the machinery inside. Wow, what a crazy, wacky new concept. The original toy
did that, too.
All the original toys did that.
I know. It was one of my favorite...
It was one of my favorite things, too, because it was cool, because... The thing would get damaged in battle, you pop off the thing, you fix it. It was cool. It was a play feature.
And then Hasbro and HasLab, as they promote the Ghostbusters Plasma Series Spengler's Proton Pack, there's another live stream coming this coming Monday on the 22nd at 11 a.m. with the Ghostbusters brand team as they look at that that Proton Pack, as well as apparently a look at Ghostbusters Afterlife, which opens this weekend, so...
Yes.
So they'll be talking about that in depth. Right now, I think the teams are scrambling because those campaigns are coming to an end, and the only one that's really made it is the Hasbro, the Ghostbusters Proton Pack. And it seems like Hasbro is... It seems
wait,
like
the Rancor hasn't... Wait,
no, the Rancor hasn't made their
goal. Why are they announcing stretch goals?
The Sky Striker hasn't made their goal.
Sky Striker just launched, didn't it?
The day after the Rancor.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Hasbro's just like, I don't know why they're throwing them out one at a time.
It's hard to believe that being stuck at home for 2 years has made me lose track of time.
They gotta realize at some point that most collectors who would buy this stuff have limits. And a lot of them have reached those limits and been like, we're not buying anymore.
Well,
you have because you're like, I want my Razor Crest.
It's not even a joke at this point. It's like, hey, give me the thing
Give me the thing I bought 2 years ago.
This is going to come up in another story.
You know, remember that game Frosthaven you bought like 2 years ago that's done shit?
I just got another.
Oh my God.
Hey, guys, this is the latest look. We got the book and these are the things. It's like, Jesus, just ship it. We had to get a new broken token because that guy's got me too or something. I was like, look, just ship the damn game.
Yeah, ship it without the token holder and figure that out later, guys. New images of the Masters Universe Origins Clawful have been released. He's a very neat looking figure. Of course, Clawful's always been one of the classic, but that wave is Clawful, the Horde Trooper, Anti-Attorney, and He-Man. Which is from a German mini-comic. But has gained a lot of traction. He's a cool-looking figure. I've always thought that design was neat. But, yeah, Clawful's pretty cool. Look at him with his little claw. I always liked Clawful.
He's got a good head sculpt. He's got a very detailed head sculpt.
Yes, he does have a very detailed head sculpt, which is nice. The Vintage figure had a very detailed head sculpt.
Did it? Oh, yeah. I'm not a Masters guy, so I don't know.
And then the Horde Trooper, which...
The Horde Trooper looks weird. He's got, a pearlescent kind of...
He does, it's because... I believe you still hit the button and he still falls apart. So they kept the original Vintage action feature in white. I mean, because he looks kind of weird at the waist because of the hinges. But yes,
his color is weird.
Yeah, it is a very pearlescent.
Yeah. I always thought he was just white or gray.
He was white.
Yeah.
He was just a plain white.
I know they're supposed to be robots, but he's just...
Yeah.
He just looks weird.
Yeah, I agree. SH Figure Arts gave us a look at their upcoming Godzilla Final Wars figure.
Okay.
From 2004. I was never a fan of that design of Godzilla.
Yeah.
The head's like too alligator like almost. Well, the snout.
I always thought it was more cat like. I never liked that.
I can see that with the little.
Well, in when you look at it face on in profile, in profile it's more alligatory, but face on it's more cat like.
Yeah, I can see that. So that one's coming soonish, apparently.
Yeah.
Who knows when? Okay. Someday soon. NECA provided updated images and more details on their Back to the Future 85 Ultimate Doc Brown figure.
Okay.
So Doc comes in his...
little radiation suit.
Yep, his little radiation suit with extra arms that have the radiation gloves on it, plus a few extra hands, an extra head where he's smiling and one where he's kind of scared, a revolver, the remote control for the DeLorean, and I'm not sure... It's like a little... Oh, it's the clipboard.
Okay.
That he throws in the DeLorean. It took me a minute. I was like, the hell is that from? Yeah, it's this little clipboard with the calculators on it. And yeah. It looks like he's holding a baby.
Aww.
He's lovingly looking at it. So that one is shipping April 2022.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you can order it right now from the Biggie the Bad Toy Store. Which is where everyone should be ordering their toys from for the most part these days.
What's wrong with Entertainment Earth?
Oh, Entertainment Earth's alright too, but the Transformers team showed off images of some of the new figures, including Transformers Kingdom Pipes, Slammer, and Blaster. And Blaster, of course, is very cool looking.
Yeah.
Very happy with the other two figures. I wasn't entirely sure, like.
Yeah, they showed off those images.
Boy, did they. Way to drop the ball there, Jay Cochran, because I don't see the other images up here. But apparently you just decided to put one image and was like, fuck it, I'm done with it. There we go.
Did you have to click on the story?
No, I had to click on... I had to go to the actual, like, Transformers.com to see the pictures. But, of course, Blaster transforms into his classic boombox.
It's a very busy-looking boombox.
It is a very busy-looking boombox. But the volume goes up to 11, which is cute.
That's cute.
And I saw somebody mention that. They're like, the volume button goes up to 11. And then somebody responded, I don't understand why they just don't make the volume button to 10. Because isn't that the highest?
Isn't that the loudest?
Like, I wanted to be like, don't... Have you...
Well, maybe he was quoting. Maybe he was quoting.
Maybe. But I was like, have you never watched a movie?
Well, that's what Rob Reiner's character says, is why not just... Like, make 10 louder and make 10 the loudest. This one goes to 11.
This one goes to 11. But, yeah. Like I said, the other two, I'm not sure exactly who they are.
Really?
I think the tank is from Metroplex.
Okay.
Because that looks very much like...
Yeah, and they've been making, like, these secondary, like, little smaller characters from the big figures.
Yes.
Yeah. As separate.
Yep, it's... Autobot Slammer is a heavily partial of Ironworks. Features funding to... yep, G1 Metroplex. Yep. Pipes apparently is a G1 animated character. I don't remember Pipes at all.
Well, really. I mean, in G1, was there anybody... Like, there was Optimus, and then...
And then everybody else.
Then there was Grimlock and the Dinobots, and then there were other cars.
Yeah.
Because even Bumblebee was... Like, I'm still astonished that they made a thing from Bumblebee. Because he was nothing.
Yeah, it's true.
He was nothing.
The DC Multiverse Collect...
Nothing!
Collect the build. Batman The Dark Knight Returns wave is out. And, of course, people have him in hand. And the build figure, of course, is Batman's horse.
So I bought that Lord of the Rings Ringwraith
for nothing. Yeah. Of course, the wave is, of course, Batman and Joker and Superman... and what's her face? Robin.
Robin. Carrie Kelly.
Yeah, Carrie Kelly. And they all come with pieces of the horsey. Jesus. And then you can build the horsey.
This is like the third time they've done Dark... I mean, I love Dark Knight Returns. It's what got me into comics. But,
yeah.
Man, that's the third bite of the apple.
I know. But Batman's horsey, David.
Again, I bought a freaking extra Ringwraith Charger.
Just for that. Fresh Monkey Fiction showed off a new
Speaking
wave.
Speaking of people that keep, like, producing, yeah. or keep announcing stuff and not producing.
Showed off a new wave of, I believe, 6-inch figures.
That is what I've heard.
Based on Christmas, Yay. Called Naughty or Nice Collection. In this collection, we get a zombie Santa Claus with a evil Santa Claus head, an axe, and a bunch of fun stuff.
And my axe.
Big Bad Toy Store exclusive accessory pack. It has some coal, some stockings, some presents.
It seems like Fresh Monkey Fiction is working like real close with Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah, it does. So we get a classic Nutcracker, which is actually kind of neat. Like, it's kind of cool. We get classic Santa Claus, which is actually a really nice looking figure.
They're not, they look good. Yeah. It's just like...
Freddy the Elf, which is basically Elf on the Shelf. Because you get a male, a female, and then an evil elf. The evil Nutcracker. A robot Nutcracker.
There's a robot Santa, too.
Yeah, robot Santa Claus, yep. Comes with a shotgun. I love it. Betty the Elf. Spike the Elf. And the accessory pack. So, oh, Sergeant Santa Claus. Okay, well, that's
fine. Surprised they didn't do like a Mrs. Claus.
Zombie Nutcracker, and that's all of them. So there's they're each looks like they each range in price from 36. Let's see, the Santa Clauses are all $36.99 a piece. The elves and Nutcrackers are all $19.99 a piece.
You're behind the times, my friend, because they've already announced the Krampus figures.
Oh wow, okay, fair enough. The Big Bad Toy Store exclusive accessory pack is $21.99, and there's more over at Big Bad Toy Stores. These will ship the fourth quarter of next year, just in time for next Christmas.
There's deluxe Big Bad Toy Store exclusive Krampus.
Oh.
And then there's Krampus in Santa disguise.
Well, fuck me sideways.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're not 4-inch figures.
Tickle me pink.
Okay. Sorry. Maybe later.
Oh.
Anyway, like, I'm glad they're not 4-inch figures because I have absolutely no interest in buying them to begin with.
True.
And this doesn't, like that removes any possible temptation.
True.
Because I hate Christmas.
Ah, yes. If you've never heard the tale of David's hatred for Christmas, go back and listen to the very first episode of the show, The Christmas Nazi.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to refer to my deceased mom.
Your words, not mine.
Probably.
Yeah. No, not probably, definitely.
Look, man. At least mine was a metaphoric Nazi. At least mine was a metaphoric Nazi that I loved. And not the actual... Nazi. Not the actual...
I haven't been canceled yet. I'm still here. No one's taking that out of context
yet. That's because nobody cares about our podcast to like take it down.
It's because we've been very careful not to piss anyone off over the years.
It's because we're not important enough to be destroyed.
And you know what? I'm perfectly okay with that. You know why? Because we can do whatever we want.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And not have to worry about, oh my god, is this going to offend Hasbro or Mattel or someone? I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about Hasbro or Mattel. Like, they ain't giving me nothing.
No.
Give that doesn't shit. Mean... What's the line? Oh, I can't remember. It's something like, I'm not cheap, but I can be had.
It's true. Hot Toys showed off there with the release of the Spider-Man No Way Home second trailer this last week. Hot Toys showed off the Spider-Man No Way Home Iron Spider, which is now called the Integrated Suit.
Okay.
So I'm not
sure. So that's what that is.
Yeah. It's basically the Iron Spider suit with the regular Spider-Man costume.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of, like, toy listings for Integrated Suit.
Yeah. And this figure comes with a, of course, a Spider-Man head, and then the Peter Parker with the mask kind of pulled up over his brow. Yeah, Hot Toys killing it.
That looks like a picture of Tom Holland.
Yeah, it's an amazing sculpt of Tom Holland. It's just fucking spectacular. And then the base is really cool because the base has the base has goblins bombs coming at them, and then it has two articulated Dr. Octopus tentacles. Arms. Yeah,
yeah,
which is fucking amazing. It's pretty cool, man.
It's always does good work.
That sculpt of Holland, man. That's, Jesus Christ. Whew. It's making me all verklempt.
I'm just like, you know.
I left Dave speechless, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I decided I shouldn't say what I wanted to say.
Oh, fair enough. Icon Heroes, which apparently people really like. I've seen them in person, and I'm like, I'm not a fan. They showed off their exclusive Karate Kid All-Valley Tournament Daniel action figure, and... Well, if there was ever a figure that looked like he was taking a poop, it's this one.
I'm like, first of all, the character isn't Asian American. And secondly, man, did they do a stereotypically, like, did someone not tell them that this was not a stereotypical Asian character?
In that defense, the picture they chose, And that, in their defense, the picture that they chose to run is the picture of him smiling, holding up the
trophy.
Yeah,
but his skin tone is weird.
Icon's Hero stuff is all weird, but he comes with a series of heads. He comes with a regular Daniel head, a surprised, an angry, a smiling, the trophy, several hands. People really like these figures from them.
Did they make it like that first X-Men Professor X figure where the one leg just is like, doesn't have a proper knee joint?
Yes! Because
he got his leg broken.
Yes!
Sweep the leg.
Yes!
That's why he does the crane thing.
That was always my favorite part with the, was it the original Hasbro, or not the, the Toy Biz Cat Professor X, the very first one they
did. Yeah, from the first X-Men movie.
Yeah, wouldn't stand.
Yeah, I know. That was literally the
Marvel Legends one was that way too when they finally did him.
No.
I thought it was.
No. No, they only did that once. Oh. That was enough. No, it was that first Patrick Stewart X-Men movie figure.
Oh, okay. I always thought that was funny. And I'm like, they literally made it a figure that...
Yeah, you can't stand.
You can't stand. I mean, it's appropriate, but I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, but the thing is, in the comics, and I think even in the movies once or twice, like, he does regain the ability to walk.
Yes, he does. Super 7 also finally revealed something we talked about them teasing, which was the TMNT Ultimates Party Wagon, which is scaled for their 6-inch figures. It's 20.25 inches long, 13.8 inches tall, and 12.5 inches wide. There's enough room for all four Ninja Turtles and two additional Ultimates friends to sit inside. The Party Wagon's priced at $450 and is available for pre-order through Super7.com until December 17th. Which is expected to deliver late fall of next year. I mean, it's pretty.
No, I mean, if I was a Turtles guy, I'd probably think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to be a pretty serious Turtles guy.
Yes. I mean, it's cool.
It looks cool. I was like trying to see if the boombox was a sticker or
sculpted.
Yeah,
no, it's sculpted.
It's sculpted.
Mm. It almost looks like it comes out of that hole, too.
It might.
But yeah, it comes with a bunch of, you know, Donnie's welding gear and a toolbox, and the back opens up to show the engine. Comes with a runover Mouser, which that's kind of adorable.
It's really cool.
I think there's better pictures on Super7.com's website of it.
It's hard to believe they'd go the extra mile to advertise their $450 toy.
Well, I just mean that sometimes some of the toy sites don't.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, it makes sense that it would be. Have better pictures on its own website.
Let's see, $450. Yeah, it comes with a tow rope that goes on the front, the toolbox, the tools, the bombs, pizza.
Two different pizzas.
That apparently they go. I don't know if it's four or two, but they can attach to the hubs, to the hubcaps.
Okay. That's why there's two different sizes.
Yeah, a runover Mouser, and then a bunch of different gear for the Turtles: flight helmet. Sunglasses, welding mask, little army helmet. So, kind of neat, but yeah, 450.
A little much for me. A little much for my blood.
I agree. It's again, like you said, if I was, oh, here you go. Here's a picture of it with the pizzas on the hubcaps.
Yeah.
If I was a huge Turtle fan, I mean, even me being a huge Back to the Future fan, I was just like, you know, Hot Toy stuff's cool, but no, I'm good.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm good. It was weird. I've never bought the figures, but I did go out of my way to buy the animated figures that NECA did.
Back to the Future?
Yeah, because I'm like, those aren't ever going to happen again.
Yeah, well.
Although I'm sad the DeLorean never
came out. I'm sad the DeLorean never got made, too. I was waiting forever for that.
IDW announced that there's a limited G.I. Joe series coming back that revisits the 80s cartoon series.
I thought it was supposed to be almost like a prequel.
I think...
Like setting up the backstory. It's what I had read somewhere.
Do, do, do.
I assume on Facebook, because I don't really go anywhere else.
Yeah, it doesn't really say in this story.
All right, well. Internet lied.
Apparently, it's in that universe. But it's called Saturday Morning Adventures, G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, number one. The cover A has Cobra Commander on it holding a genie
Aladdin
lamp.
Genie lamp, yeah.
And then the rest of the Joes in front of it. It looks cool. I know people are very happy. People are also, the other cover is Destro and Baroness on a tank with the Joes in front of them. Okay. I know that also Dark Horse announced they were going to start doing Star Wars comics again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
So apparently Marvel lost the license back to Dark Horse.
Yeah, that literally can't happen. Marvel gave the license.
Oh, did they?
Marvel is owned by Disney. Yeah, I guess you're right. Disney owns Star Wars.
I said that and it took me a minute to... Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm slow today.
Sorry.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever went on hiatus as Letitia Wright recovers from injuries received on set. They were significant enough to sideline her and shut down the production.
Someone jab a needle through her.
Of course, the trouble from the filming of the Black Panther sequel first surfaced in August this year when a stunt mishap during principal photography in Atlanta, Georgia resulted in injuries to Letitia. Despite being characterized at the time as minor, they
Jeez,
required...
It's amazing how... I don't want to get hospitalization.
She has since returned home to the UK for rest and healing and is out of commission. After adjusting the schedule accordingly, filming continued for some time afterwards as Ryan Coogler and the rest of the crew attempted to work around her absence and complete as much as they could without needing to involve her character. Of course, Wright plays Shuri, the young sister of T'Challa, and apparently...
I would assume the new Black Panther.
Yeah, the new Black Panther, probably, because, of course, we know...
That's how it works in the comics.
Yep.
And yet, tragically...
Tragically, Chadwick Boseman died last year, and we know that this would basically be them dealing with the actual character's death and Chadwick's death as well.
Is that how they're going to do it?
Yeah, he is. He somehow... They are going to announce that he has died in the film somehow.
Because I heard someone posit an idea that you could just have him be like... Like, use a little, use a little CGI, but have him be like... You know, now I'm the king of Wakanda. I can't run around and fight bad guys.
I don't think I gotta do my king stuff. Coogler will leave it that open ended. I think they want to pay tribute to the character and they want to give him a send off. And I mean, they can't ever.
Okay, but that's like, you know, but at the same time, it's like, oh yay, the character we loved. Oh, he just died.
Yeah, I know.
It's like it's a bad situation all around.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a good way to resolve it.
Let's see. The plan is for Wright to rejoin the cast and crew in January, should a recovery go as expected. The real eye-opening information is concerning Letitia Wright's injuries. Let's see. Apparently it was a major concussion.
Oof.
Yeah. So yeah.
Those could be serious.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's got a shoulder fracture as well, so.
Good God.
Yeah.
What is she, like Harrison Ford's love child?
Yeah, I know.
She's falling apart.
Which reminds me, I saw somebody bitching about, because they announced Kathleen Kennedy was going to helm for the next three years.
That's great news. She's done such a bang-up job so far.
I know, but I'm sure the YouTubers.
Oh, they're happy.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, they've all got, like, dude, don't even...
I know.
They've
all claimed for years, like, she's gone!
No, they haven't... Dude, it's... I'll tell you off air. Okay. It's
a clusterfuck.
It's... Dude.
But I saw somebody today bitching about how... Well, I was like, why should she be here? She talked them into killing off Luke, Han, and Leia. And I'm like, well...
Ford
wanted
Luke. Ford, yeah.
Harrison Ford's wanted Han dead since Empire.
Forever. Leia wasn't really anybody's fault. Yeah,
Carrie Fisher fucking died.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know what to fucking tell you about that.
Their whole plan for the third film was to focus on Leia. So they kind of.
And then Carrie Fisher died. And then she died. So guess what?
Screwing Luke over. I mean, I was fine with the idea. Like, that whole part of that movie. I liked, and I was fine with. And Luke, like, the idea that Luke would still be around, because this is why they killed off Obi-Wan, actually. Like, if you know the story, in the original script, Obi-Wan lives.
Yeah.
And then Lucas was like, well, all he's going to do is just stand around, and, you know, he doesn't have anything to do after a certain point.
Yeah.
He's just standing around. And that's what it would have been with Luke, is Luke would have just been standing around, letting, you know, whether you like Rey or hate Rey. Sorry, my dog's name is Rey, and she's looking at me.
Yes.
Whether you like her or hate her, you know, she's supposed to be the future. Which I personally think is one of the biggest mistakes the film trilogy made, was that they didn't embrace the new characters enough.
Yes.
And do more with them. But
John Boyega got screwed out of that.
Boyega got screwed hard.
There was such great story there to be told, and they just like shit all over it.
Then at the very last film, they kind of tease this really, you know, like, hey, here's this other group of stormtroopers that rebelled, and that's like a whole thing. You could have done a whole movie about that.
Yeah.
But no, we'll just make it the B plot so they can go to
Horse
use their magic knife that somehow is able to, like, match up with wreckage that's been exposed to the elements for 40 years. Because J.J. Abrams doesn't understand physics in any capacity, apparently.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
Point being, I had no problems with Luke Dine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, like, my perspective as a huge Star Wars fan. Like, I still think that film was terrible. I think there were elements of Last Jedi that were bad. Solo, I liked it okay, but I lament that we did not get the Lord Miller film.
Right.
Like, I lament that. I don't think Kennedy's track record really, to be honest, like, I don't think she deserved this. I'm with the people that are all freaking out right now. I think she should have been kicked to the curb. They should have brought in somebody. I know Favreau doesn't want it.
Right.
They should have brought in somebody who's like, hey, let's make movies that fans like. For example, we are going to go see Ghostbusters tonight. And yes. By all accounts, Jason Reitman made a movie for Ghostbusters fans.
Yes.
As opposed to a movie that says, go screw you, Ghostbusters fans.
Yes.
And apparently the buzz on online is super pop. Like, I'm just like, Disney in particular, you just had a year where your cruise ships were in dock and your theme parks were closed and you've got billions of dollars that you've been hemorrhaging. Like, why would you keep someone, whether you like the idea of making movies for fans or not, whether you like the principle of that, like, you need to make money.
Yeah.
Like, you need to make so much money, it's not real. So to keep someone who the fans hate, and a big chunk of the fan base hates her, and who has not had a good track record after The Force Awakens, it's a dumb move. Yeah. Now, I'll get into the other sites and reading the tea leaves and this crazy, if you look at this paper, there's a story of this, and if you look at this paper, and it's just like, oh, okay, Mulder.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
were wrong, so...
Good God. That's ridiculous. The other thing that people have been claiming is the biggest bomb for Disney lately has been the Eternals. And guess what? It just cleared $300 million at the worldwide box office without China.
Okay. That's, you know, a lot of Marvel movies make that in a weekend.
It's true.
And that's probably what it cost.
That's true, but still.
I mean... That sounds like a lot of money, but, like, they probably need to make $700 million to break even. You know that, right?
I know.
Like, you got to make your production cost, and then you double that for the advertising and stuff. I'm just saying.
I know.
Well, I know, you know, like, in you're defending this movie that you were like, I don't really want to see it.
I haven't seen it. I just think, I just think people, you know, certain YouTubers are like, woke movie bad, movie bomb, and it's like, well, it's still...
Well, what I've heard is it's not even woke. Like, one of these guys that, you know, we were just making fun of, like, he saw the movie, and he's like, you know what? It's not woke. It really isn't. Yeah. In fact, if anything, it's exactly the way you would tell a quote, woke story without alienating the audience.
Yeah.
There are characters, they are diverse, but they are people first, and not their stereotype. You know,
right.
He's like, it wasn't woke.
Also, we talked about it, the trailer for...
Sir, would you like fries with that?
Are you all right there,
Pickly Face
teenager?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm going to go get a soda.
Jeez. We also talked about...
Jeez, Rick.
Ah, Morty.
God, I feel sorry for that guy now.
would you mind getting me another soda as well? Yay. We also got released this week, Too Much Hoopla. Did you just drop my soda?
No, I dropped my soda.
Okay, good. I was like, son of a bitch, David. We also got the release of the second trailer for the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home.
What?
Bastard. Aw. We also got the release of the second Spider-Man No Way Home trailer for the upcoming film's release in a few weeks. It was... a lot of people were kind of pissy with it. I was perfectly fine with it.
Okay.
I mean, I was happy with it.
I didn't like that it revealed too much, I think. That was my complaint.
You think that it revealed too much?
I think it revealed too much.
I mean, we kind of...
The problem is I already knew it all, but like I still felt like it revealed too much.
Right. I think it revealed just enough, honestly. I mean, you know, we knew from the last trailer that villains came through.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to see the trailer reveal things like, you know, we knew Electro was coming back because Jamie Foxx had said he had signed. So
yeah, we knew Electro. We knew Electro, Doc Ock, and Goblin.
So, but they did reveal that it was indeed Lizard and Sandman, which leads me to believe hopefully Thomas Hayden Church.
You know, I bet they just used CGI for him.
You think?
I'm really thinking that those Lizard and Sandman, I think, are coming in at the very end for the big Sinister Six kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to focus on those guys too much. I think, because it's just too much, like, obviously Doc Ock is a big part of the film.
Yes.
Like, just clearly from this trailer.
Yeah.
Goblin probably, I think they're keeping Goblin back because I think he'll be a big part of the film. Like, how much can you cram into this movie?
Yeah, true. I do like, we talked about it before we recorded, the line Ock has in the trailer, you're chasing ghosts. Because Ock even knows that, you know.
Yeah, which is interesting because Ock, like, actually did not die a villain. His thing was, I will not die a monster.
Yeah.
So he goes out heroically.
Yes.
Technically, Spider-Man didn't kill him.
That's true. But Strange tells him, tells Tom Holland Spidey that, you know, that this is their destiny. They all die at the hands of Spider-Man. We have to send them back. And Holland's Spider doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that might be the central conflict of the movie is, like, it's like, we got to send them back to this place where they're going to die. And Tom's like, no, you're sending them to die.
Yeah.
Like,
and I can't have any part of that, which probably leads to
the fight. Which, because you can tell in the first trailer when they're on the subway train, they're obviously fighting.
Yeah. Which I'm down for. That should be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had heroes fight heroes before in the comics, so
why not? Oh, we've had Civil War.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But I don't think
we introduced Spider-Man to the MCU. That's true. Sir. No, and it'll be interesting because my guess is Strange won't want to hurt Peter. Because, you know, the film looks... That is the film I am most excited for this year.
Yes.
It's probably the film I'm most excited for the entire phase of Marvel.
Until they announce Fantastic Four.
And, you know, they've announced Fantastic Four, basically.
Well, you know, basically.
I will never be as excited about that as I... Because I've never been a big Fantastic Four guy.
True.
I would say that I'm really interested in how they do it. Because this will... Like Spider-Man, this will be their third bite at the apple.
Yes.
So I really want to see what they do, but like until they actually announce a goddamn X-Men movie,
I know
it's like this, and then Doctor Strange is probably my second most because it's Sam Raimi.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Into the Multiverse of Madness.
And we'll see how that goes.
So yeah, I'm excited. But what I'm most excited about this year is what we're about to see tonight. So
Ghostbusters is one of your big loves.
I'm very very excited to go watch Ghostbusters tonight, so I'm looking forward to it. I managed to stay spoiler free.
I mean, beyond the commercials,
beyond
the trailers, I've been pretty much spoiler free. I think again, the trailers tell you everything you need to know.
True, and I'm okay with what we saw, and there's still some surprises apparently.
I have watched one review, spoiler free. It was an interesting take.
Yeah.
He was generally positive, but he had some criticisms.
I think everyone that's seen it has been very excited for it, and there have been some genuine criticisms about it. But
the big criticism is, as we kind of were talking about earlier, his feeling was it panders a little too hard. And the thing is, he thinks the film would have been good enough without that.
Right.
Like, his criticism is, it was a really good film, and then it would kind of pander to...
Fan service.
To Ghostbusters fans. And I'm like, you know, Rogue One was like that, and I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
So,
and the thing is like, I think from what I understand, Reitman's got a really amazing story. A really strong story.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, the review I saw said it's a really compelling story. It's a good story. And then they have to, like...
I'm okay.
It's a ghost track. I know. I'm
perfectly fine with it.
Because
we both saw the 2016 Ghostbusters, and while it has parts of it that we both like...
To me, that was there was one joke I laughed at.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were two characters I thought were okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, the irony is, this guy's review is saying that they should have done that, you know, when that movie should have done this. Well, Bennett's own movie in the Ghostbusters universe, as opposed to, hey, remember Ghost Traps? Hey, remember this bit from the movie? Hey, remember that bit from the movie?
I'll tell you what, I listened to the soundtrack today and grinned the entire time because the composer, and I can't think of his name right now, it was someone I had never heard of, there are so many Elmer Bernstein, like, tunes in it.
I bet this is Michael Giacarno.
No, it's not. It's not Michael Giacarno. I was amazed. I was like, this is like, there's a bunch of amazing score in there, but peppered throughout is, you know, dun 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 dun, 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 like that classic,
yeah,
that classic score from Ghostbusters, which is perfect. But yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see it. So, I look forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too. I just, you know, Like I said, my thing is I'm fine with being pandered to a little bit.
Yes, pander to me, please. I want to see a Ghostbusters movie. Just fucking pander to me. I don't give a shit.
Mm.
So I'm excited.
Rob Simonson?
Yes, I'd never heard it before. I'm like, what the hell is he? But it's a great soundtrack. I was very impressed. I listened to the whole thing today at
work. Grab, Dirt Farm, Chest, Somerville, Research, Under the Floor.
Yep.
Nice replica.
I was very impressed.
So. Yeah, I can tell it's not a Giancarlo because it doesn't have cute pun little titles for all the tracks.
Yeah. but there you go, guys. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. We'll talk about Ghostbusters Afterlife then with our spoiler-filled chat at the end of the show, like always, as well as more. So make sure you tune in next time. And until then, David.
And we're not going to talk about... Well, one thing that came up when you were in Florida, and we didn't bring it up, was have you heard about Taika Waititi is going to direct the Incal?
Is going to direct what?
Okay. Taika Waititi, there's... You've heard of Jodorowsky's Dune, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Jodorowsky is a... Alejandro Jodorowsky, I think his name is. He's a maniac.
Yes.
In South America. Yes, visionary director, but also... Like, a beautiful maniac.
Yes.
But very crazy.
Yes.
And he was going to do this crazy version of Dune in the 70s before the David Lynch film.
Correct.
And he had all these ideas, because I was just flipping through my phone, and he made these books.
Yep.
And one of those books is up for auction.
Oh, Jesus.
But he never got to make the film. The financing didn't come through, and he never made the film. He took all those ideas, and he made a comic with Mobius called The Incal.
Oh, Jesus.
And... Taika Waititi's
doing that.
And it's like this... Fame, like, especially in European circles, this famous science fiction comic book. God. And of course, it's by Mobius. And then it spun off.
Let's hope this is better than the last movie they tried to do based on a French comic.
Yes, Valerian.
Yes, dear Lord.
Well, I mean.
That was a Mobius comic too, wasn't it?
No, it was another guy.
Okay.
But yeah, so like, and I've never actually read the Incal, but I've read, there's a character in it that's basically like Boba Fett.
Right.
And they did this whole elaborate spin-off on him.
Oh,
not with Mobius, because Mobius died.
Right.
But called the Metabaron. And that's where all the Dune stuff comes in. Like, that's the super Dune elements.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But it is... I was like, wow, that really got my attention.
Interesting.
Because it's a good fit for the director. Because he's a crazy visionary.
Yes.
And Jodorowsky's a crazy visionary. And so, yeah. I'm surprised you didn't hear about that.
Very interesting.
To be fair, you were in Florida.
I was. I was indeed.
All right, now we can wrap it up. I'm just like,
I didn't know that.
Talk about it last week.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's kind of cool. I'd never heard of that until you said it, and I was like, okay, well, it's Jodorowsky, so
it'll be interesting. Jodorowsky's one of those guys. He's like, of course I have to do this at the end of the. He's like George Lucas. He's like, who's the comic book guy? He did X-Men. Justice League. Later X-Men. You got the Omnimus.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah. He did the Authority, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember. Yeah,
but he's good on ideas. Like, these guys are all good with ideas, but they're not necessarily good with like telling stories.
Correct.
And Waititi's good with telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like it'll you read Metabarons, and it's just full of crazy ideas that are just sort of like strewn together.
Right.
So
haphazardly, kind of
a little haphazardly.
That makes sense. Well, we look forward to that, and we'll keep an eye on that news as it comes through. But on that note, until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.